I'm Kirby Larson, the mom and co-author of Gut Reaction.
Hi, I'm Quinn Wyatt. I'm the daughter, and I've lived with Crohn's for most of my life. We were inspired by my life experiences to write this book. Ever since I was little, I've felt sick. I often felt alone, especially as I got older around my friends, because I didn't feel like I was able to share my experiences. I thought they were embarrassing and no one would understand. We wanted to get this story out there to try and normalize the conversation around IBD, which stands for irritable bowel disease, which is the chronic inflammation of your gastrointestinal tract and is an autoimmune disease.
When Quinn approached me about writing this story, I will confess to being really reluctant because it meant revisiting a tough time in our lives. It was so hard to watch my daughter be sick and not be able to get help for her. But Quinn really believed in this project, and so she gently and persistently persuaded me to help her write the book. One of the highlights of writing this book for me with Quinn is her fresh perspective on things. We actually had two problems with this story that I just couldn't see a solution to, but Quinn instantly had these brilliant ideas that really made the story richer and deeper.
So the scene that I hope readers connect with is right at the end where Tess is at the school dance, because it shows how you can have bad days, bad weeks, bad months, and things can turn around and go in the right direction. And I love how this scene shows Tess's new normal.
And one of my favorite scenes of the book is one we're going to read in just a moment. And to me, it speaks to Ellie being a true friend to Tess, the main character in our book, and to Tess learning to accept that love and support. And so we'll just dive into reading the scene. And I'm going to set the scene for you. So Tess has just gotten her diagnosis of Crohn's and clearly is upset. And she hasn't been answering Ellie's texts. And so she's actually locked herself in her mom's car and she's sitting there all by herself. And Ellie taps on the window glass. She taps again, gently, with her fingertips, like she's patting a small, scared creature. "Can't you tell me what's going on?" I wobble my head. "Can I come in? I can barely breathe in here, not adding another body." "You are freaking me out." She does sound scared. "Sure, I'm some kind of chronic case, but I don't have to be a complete jerk." "Okay, fine, but don't even think about trying to make me feel better." Ellie climbs in the back. "Wouldn't dream of it. Here's my plan. We go to your room, kill the lights, and rock out to the Smiths." "It's no joke, Elle." We catch each other's eyes in the rearview mirror. Another tear dribbles off my chin. "I don't want to talk about it. Ever." Ellie reaches over the seat to rest her hand on my shoulder. The warmth transfers through my hoodie and into my heart. "I respect that, but I am here for you. Also, maybe you should tell me, in case something happens when we're together. Do I need to brush up on my CPR?" "Hell, we are not going to be together. I'm not going anywhere she would want to go." She pats the headrest. "Sorry, I can't help it. I blather when I don't know what to say."
"It's okay to say nothing." "Right, got it. Making a note." She flops backwards. "Maybe I should get a tattoo, then I wouldn't forget. I can see you all tatted up. Obviously not for a few more years. I think we have to be 18 or 16 with the parents' permission, but that's never going to happen." She claps her hand over her mouth. "No more talking, I promise." "You can talk, it's okay." I crack the window. But she doesn't talk. Silent Ellie is way harder to deal with than chatty Ellie. Finally, she speaks. "So I don't have to be Sherlock Holmes to figure out something's wrong. I mean, fainting at school." She sits up tall so I can see her in the rear view. "And got it, we're not discussing whatever it is." "Absolutely not." She clears her throat. "The thing is, everyone has something wonky, right? Rajit's got crooked teeth, Brooklyn's diabetes, My inability to stop talking when I should. Even your perfect Emmett has some flaws. I mean, seriously, Henley, he is not my Emmett. The point is, she exhales vigorously. The point is, we can't be human without being messed up in some way. Whatever is messed up in you, we'll deal with it. Emphasis on the we.